Pass the Mic is made possible by a grant from the T. Rowe Price Foundation, recognizing 45 years of advancing thriving communities and building financial well-being. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not reflect the views of the T. Rowe Price Foundation, T. Rowe Price, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates.
Pass the mic.
Hand that to me.
Pass it over here.
Pass the mic.
Pass the Mic is a community-driven radio show that gives you the space to share your stories, your issues, and your concerns your way. Today, we pass the mic to Kevin Sherd, who advocates for mental health services for the formerly incarcerated.
Pass the mic.
In 2009, I'd been released from prison. For 3 years, I was still struggling, trying to find my way. I saw a piece on CNN about soldiers who were returning home from Afghanistan using writing as therapy. So the soldiers would write about the things they saw in Afghanistan, the violence, and then they could take more control of how they were feeling. And I had the same feeling about seeing friends murdered in the streets of Baltimore, seeing the violence in prison. And I began writing, and I literally finished the entire book in 6 months. My name is Kevin Sherd. I am a four-time published author, Baltimore native, and entrepreneur. Growing up with a substance abusing parent, no child should have to experience that. I had to adjust. And as an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, you grow up really fast. And I used to look at the drug dealers in the neighborhood as the men that I wanted to emulate. They were respected. They were admired. They had nice clothes. They had nice cars. They had everything the opposite of what I was getting from my father. I sold drugs. I started at somewhere around 15 years old. I ended around 30. If I hadn't been arrested, I would have been murdered. There's no question. Sitting in a federal prison, watching guys come in and go out from all over the country, you actually have a better understanding of how culture and races are impacted by incarceration. The tier was about 65% black. And I also knew America wasn't 65% black. And I would say something's extremely wrong with this picture. And it started to hit me. I wasn't doing anything positive for my community. I was poisoning my community. For me, that's when things started to shift. And then I started taking college courses in prison and really, really getting educated. 20 years after being released from prison in 2006, I've continued to do the work on myself, which included reflection, counseling, treatment, but also the work in the community. I started a nonprofit where I began working with the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. Around that same time, I started working with President Obama's Clemency Project. And part of my job was to create opportunities that these individuals would have available for them once they got out of prison. Because by then I started to understand that you might be free. You may have never even found yourself inside of a prison, but you're not unscathed from your exposure to trauma. But I've just been fortunate to be around some really good people that see the issues in communities, but also have ideas about how to make the community a better place.
Pass the Mic is produced by executive producer Amy Walters, senior producer Mallory Pinkard-Pierre, and producer Elizabeth Nonemaker. This is a presentation of Baltimore Public Media.